did I get two fumbles? Two fumbles in a row.
Yeah,
I mean, it is your comeuppance for beaning Madame Van Richten in the fucking head.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, with the double crit, I suppose. Yeah, this is the
double fumble.
Yeah, it's the counterpunch to that, I suppose.
Well, what is it? It's a 1 in 400 chance that happens?
If you roll two at once.
If you roll two at once, okay. Yeah.
I'm convinced it was because I was rolling with my left hand. That's what I choose. That's what I choose to believe.
Or you're just picking it up and flipping it as opposed to rolling it, because I just rolled two double rolls while you were complaining about that.
Okay. Whatever.
I like statistics. Sorry. You want to come at me with maths? I'm going to come back at you with maths.
Listen, I'm not typically a superstitious person, but holy fuck, am I done with those dice? I've got new D20s for this week. So hopefully these work out better. Like, yeah. Holy shit.
Lots of different color dice on the table this week.
I'm just like, do we just immediately give Lustra that potion of heroism? Like, come on, buddy, you need this.
I'm not even using sharpshooter. I just can't roll something else other than a one.
So you're saying sharpshooter wasn't the problem?
Oh, hush. No, actually, and then on top of that, thematically, having to leave a shoe behind for Lustra, who's all about the shoes, like, that's just...
Oh, that's a beautiful fumble for you, buddy.
That's so perfect.
Two in a row.
Yep. Oh, man. So, and the unfortunate bit is we're in the mists, and it's life or death. I gotta ditch the shoe.
You never know. You never know.
I might be able to get it back before, you know, we have to run off.
Ditch the shoe?
Just...
Do you have that fumble close by? You should read it.
Yeah, read that out.
Remind us of the horror.
So, it's don't let the floor defeat you. One of your shoes gets incredibly stuck in a section of ground you're standing on for the remainder of this combat. As long as you are wearing that article of clothing, your speed is reduced to zero.
So you get the shoe back in the end.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know,
it kind of sounds like it.
You know the old saying, like a bone saw in a swamp, if we can find it.
Right.
That's a saying, right?
I should have made you fire off a shoe into the distance.
Yep, so I'm going to have to leave the shoe behind for now.
Maybe.
Because last I checked, we left on that because I've been thinking about this a long time. And I'm going to leave the shoe behind. I'm going to get to 30 feet, use my bonus action so that the mists coalesce at the tip of my arrow, and just like his boulder, but... flavoring it as my force damage, not using sharpshooter.
Oh,
we're just going right back in.
I guess we're jumping in.
Yeah, taking the reins. Yeah.
No, we're taking the reins. I want to get
this story,
done, okay?
I'm David.
I gotta give myself some kind of redemption for the double fumble.
Well, let's play some D&D.
I think Justin.
Main character vibes still going strong.
Apparently, DM vibes too now. Damn.
Yeah.
This is David's game. You guys want to switch to play?
We're not in a new domain yet. Technically still my arc.
Yeah, once we get out, then I'll be a back, you know, secondary character.
Yeah. Come on, man. You've got that inspiration.
Let's do this.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do this. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, just gotta undo these laces.
Stop.
Dude!
I'm using the clockwork amulet so that it's a 10, because this is a 1.
You can't. You have to declare it, man.
Yeah.
You have to declare it. You have to declare this shit.
Yeah. Well, I need to... Third fumble
for
in a
real?
Row. For real. I use a different die. I use my right hand and everything.
This is one of those moments that's just...
This is my arc!
It's beautiful.
You know, this is what... Okay, I got... It happened last week where it's like, hey, you want to play some D&D main character? It's the universe saying that I'm not meant to be that, I think.
No. Sometimes this is what happens.
No, this is our main character. Merlin was our main character, and he couldn't roll for shit.
But my hubris is getting the best of me.
I think I rolled like 3 ones in a row when we did Halcon last year.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's the only time I can remember like literal 3 ones in a row. I had to make sure that I had to roll a lot of d20s, though.
So this is going to get real scary. It's hot in here. You faint and lose consciousness for 1d4 rounds or until an action is used to slap you awake.
Jesus Christ.
He just threw his D4 halfway across the room.
So why can't that be a one? I got a three. I'm out for three rounds.
Oh.
You, like, pull your shoe, your foot out of your shoe, and then just face plant.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I am unconscious for three rounds, or unless someone slaps me awake.
Well, it's not going to be the guy keeping it from the juggernaut slapping you awake.
The mist touching my bare foot was too much for me to bear, and I passed out from the shock of...
You just...
Bare feet on mist.
Yeah, or even maybe
cold
just...
feet, man. Cold feet is your Achilles heel, literally.
Yeah,
you're just taking the shoe off, all right? It's
No, apparently it was like a medical condition that his mom was making him shoes.
Oh, my pleasure, fasciitis. Ah!
Buns burst.
Oh, wow, so you're out cold for three rounds?
Oh, no.
Or unless someone can wake me if they slap me and use an action.
Wake me up inside the mists.
Well, that's what you get for being so gung-ho to start this up.
I guess so. Man.
Should have waited. We could have talked about, I don't know, something stupid for a little bit more.
Exactly. Our favorite X-Man. I had one in the tank.
Who was it?
David decided that we don't get to know.
No. Fair enough. Gambit.
Now I feel bad.
He's cool.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Man.
Well, I lose the rest of my turn because I'm unconscious,
out cold.
Oh my god, we are gonna die. We're gonna die here.
Yeah, if I keep fumbling like this, cripes.
Hey, for the next three rounds, you can't.
I suppose.
Well, lucky for you, just a few feet away is Firon Zalhonen on still sitting on. Nathan Fillion. Just to kind of like remind everyone of this scene, right in the middle of the mist bubble, Juggernaut and Troubadour are in the middle of an epic showdown. Everyone else is kind of surrounded, all spread out and circling the Juggernaut, but Troubadour is the only one in melee range. Ferran is sitting on the back of a horse. And
majestically
sees you struggling, sees you go unconscious, and right before entering the mists, he like had made it a point to say, I think it was Lucer he was talking to about, you know, making more friends, making sure that he proves that he is trustworthy as well. So he's gonna hop off the back of the horse and he's gonna slap your ass awake.
Okay.
Really no time.
It is very embarrassing to pass out while pulling a... Oh, sorry, I just felt like I should say that to you.
He had to take an action to do that.
Yep.
And some movement to get over there, which unfortunately means that is going to be the end of Firon Zalhonen's turn, but he kind of like, you know, reaches down to offer you his hand and says, get back up, friend.
I was more imagining...
Trusted friend, stand with me.
I was more imagining that scene from Shrek 1 where Shrek finally finds Fiona. Just like, she's like pretending to be asleep. It's like, oh, I'm going to get True Love's first kiss. Just grabs, wake up!
Trusted friend, yes.
Tess, what do you do? We're going back to the start of combat.
Oh, man. Tess is just going to see the kitchen sink flying towards the Juggernaut and Lustra pass out from the effort. Like, Lustra? You okay over there, buddy? All right. Oh, boy. Let's try this again. And she is going to... not quite as Rocket Raccoon as Troubadour is doing, but she's going to do her best to start, like, scampering up and around and just, like, try to... like jam her bone saw into the other side of this thing's iron helmet. Try to unwrap this Easter egg. And 16 to hit.
16, like we found out last time, ain't gonna do it. And you guys found out last time the magic number here is 17.
Yeah, it's worse when it's one off. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll find the magic number this time. Motherfucker. 16 again. It's fine. It's fine.
What are the chances?
1 in 400. And yeah, I think I'll continue my movement up to be like a little bit beside Troubadour.
Sure.
Flurry of blows. Natural 20.
Damn. Oh, there it is.
You're taking all my luck. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Just need to put this bone saw away.
Yeah. Flurry of blows. Natural 20. And I will spend another key point to, while I'm going in, I'll just like aim directly for like, you know that place on your hip where like the bone juts out and like if you bump it against something, it hurts real bad?
Yeah.
Hands of Harm for an extra...
Oh, nice.
Extra bit of necrotic. So, we have got 2d6 plus 4 regular, 10 magic bludgeoning, and 10 necrotic for a total of 20, as long as that all goes through. And it, if possible, it is subject to the poisoned condition until the end of my next turn.
Ooh.
Disadvantage on all that shit.
It does. Everything goes through, and it's poisoned?
It's poisoned.
Oh, dang. Very nice.
Yeah. Make those rolls at disadvantage, baby. And even though Tess is, like, she's feeling herself, the blood is rushing, she can also see the blood dripping from Troubadour's nose, so other attack, Hands of Healing for 7 healing on Troubadour.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah. If you had any conditions, they would be gone, but you don't, so, and
I have lots of conditions, but, it's gonna take a therapist over a doctor.
Fair. And I will use the rest of my movement to go just 10 feet behind Troubadour, so I'm still within his aura if I get another rock yeeted at me. You know? I smell what he's cooking. And I'll end my turn there.
That means I'm going to use my legendary action.
Of course.
At the end of your turn, Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Another giant mist boulder forms next to Juggernaut. Such a cool scene, though, of like you and Troubadour just running all around this massive creature, and he's like, you know, twisting all around, trying to catch the two of you. Completely unsuccessful. Both of the rocks he's thrown have been unsuccessful in hitting Tess, so this one's gonna go for Lustra.
Come on, he's already dead.
He's actually prone, or...
But it's a saving throw, it's not.
Yeah. It's a save.
Oh, it's a save, right.
Yeah,
shit.
It's a save. Lustra, you're conscious again, but I need you to make a dex save to kind of roll out of the way here.
So, with me being prone, does that employ disadvantage or anything?
I'm bringing it up right now.
I don't think so.
Nope. Nothing with dex.
Okay. Well, let's go and roll hopefully something other than a 1.
Still have that inspiration.
If this becomes a 1, then I'm using inspiration on my next roll. Okay. That's 21 on the dex save.
He did it.
Damn it. Yeah, a huge boulder crashes next to you, Lustra. You just barely manage to roll out of the way. Fron kind of pulls you aside, gives you a hand. You manage to avoid this attack. I think we've avoided every one of these, which makes me super duper sad.
I do not want to know what it does.
It hurts a lot. That's what it does.
Oh, well, all right, we don't need to use it again, then.
That was my legendary actions. Now it's the Juggernaut's turn. I'm the Juggernaut.
Wait, no, nobody has said you aren't.
I'm going to rip you in half. Those are the only two Juggernaut ones I know.
Hey, we never said it had a high intelligence score. Maybe that's all it can say.
Really want to get to know the Marvel RPG just so he can play the Juggernaut now.
Is Troubadour on his feet again? I think so.
Yes. For the moment.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Here come two Big meaty fists.
Oh no.
23 on fist one.
Was that with disadvantage because he's poisoned?
Oh yeah! Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. An even 20.
That is still just enough to do it. But it feels slightly better.
That's going to be 12 points of bludgeoning damage to Troubadour and a strength saving throw.
Another natural one.
Good lord.
Troubadour falls prone again, gets smashed into the ground. I'm going for a second attack. I would have an advantage, but it's a wash, so I just roll 1d20 because I've got advantage and disadvantage.
It's something.
So what, that's 5 fumbles of this combat?
Like it's, 5 natty ones at least.
It's a lot. Holy crap, 28 to hit.
Jeez.
It's not even a crit.
Tell Amelia I was the best carrot.
Boom.
Tell her yourself, you son of a bitch.
You're already prone, so I guess you don't have to make that save, but you do take another 11 points of bludgeoning. I'm going to beat you in the ground.
I can't hear you. Down here. In the ground.
Your head is just like cartoon character. Oh, you're an ostrich. You are an ostrich.
Not going to bother with any movement. Things seem to be going fairly well with the whole beating Troubadour up thing. That plan is going well. So, Killian is going to be on you.
All right, Killian's sort of off on his own at this point. You can see him sort of roll his shoulders again. He sort of, you know, steps left and right, you know, trying to psych himself up. And he's like, come on, Killian, come on. You got to show what you can do. You got to show what you can do.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. At the beginning of Juggernaut's turn, he did not regenerate. Looks like Troubadour's radiant damage is just like lighting up the wounds and stopping them from closing up.
Thank you, Paladin Man.
God boy!
Yeah. So yeah, Radiant stops the regen. But excellent. Sorry, Killian, what would you like to do?
So yeah, he's just psyching himself up. He's rolling his shoulders. Right, I feel like I can do this. Show him you can do it. Come on, come on. And he's gonna go ahead and shoot his short bow.
Shoot your shot.
Fucking
what the hell?
So that was a 2.
Better than a 1.
Yeah.
You are so consistent, though.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's definitely still a miss. Fuck. I thought it was the next one's inspiration, man. Like, I gotta hit something. But he is gonna take. He's realizing, right? Maybe it's this angle. I'm gonna, you know, book it 40 feet north.
Lustra's Padawan. It's here.
Man. A 2.
Fuck. That's his turn.
Did you roll with advantage? Did you have advantage?
Oh, did I have advantage?
Well, wouldn't you?
Poisoned gives him disadvantage on his attacks. He doesn't. It's no advantage to him.
Yeah, but Troubadour was right there, right?
Yeah, so if I hit, then it would have proc sneak attack. But sneak attack doesn't need advantage
right,
if
okay,
somebody's
gotcha,
within 5 feet.
Right. Fair enough. Man, that is rough.
Fuck.
It sucks so much more because you only get the one attack.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's so brutal when you miss.
But listen, when I hit, I hit.
Mm-hmm. That's also what the Juggernaut is chanting as he's pummeling the Troubadour into the ground.
When I hit,
right into
I
the ground.
Hit. Ugh.
Troubadour, it's kind of like that scene in like Hulk versus Loki scene. Yeah. Just
boom, 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 boom.
It's the battle of the Titans and Tinytons. I'm going to roll first, so let's see how this... Rules-wise, I'm standing up, but flavor-wise, let's see how this goes. Yeah, that's a natural 20.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
What happens?
Oh, boy.
Slams me into the ground. I'm underground. He doesn't know what's going on. He's, where is he? Troubadour bursts through the ground through his foot with a second level divine smite.
Hell yeah.
And this thing we determined last time was a
it
fiend,
is
so you get all that
a
stuff.
Fiend. So one sec, it's time to add all the dice. Add all the dice, guys.
paladin crits are so silly.
Okay.
They're wild. He has a calculator out.
7 plus 4 plus 5 slashing. So that's
16?
16. 16 slashing, 16 fire.
32.
So that means 38 radiant for a total of 70 damage.
38 radiant on top of the 16. 38
radiant on top of the 16 and 16.
Oh boy.
Is he still standing?
He's hopping on 1 foot.
Oh, do you want to describe this epic kill through the door?
Oh my god.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You just get him like mid-sentence. He's like, I'm the jugger.
I think it doesn't stop with the foot. I think he bursts up through the foot. With that momentum, he catches on his knee, slashes, jumps onto his arm, slashes his bicep, and then just right across the throat as he's trying to say. And Trovador just slices his throat, and like that episode from Key and Peele, he just goes, bitch. Tess, catch me, he's so tall.
Okay. Oh, you're so heavy. So tiny, but so heavy.
Very nice. With
just spider climb, run up, dragging the sword behind you. Hell yeah.
With Crash, my relentless juggernaut slams into the mists. Lustra, you're able to retrieve your shoe without any issues. I won't put you through any more emotional stress than I have to.
That's the real victory.
All I did was fumble that entire
That was
combat.
Nuts.
The only that is... rolls that weren't fumbles was a dex save and initiative.
That's insane, man.
I also rolled like garbage.
But hey, you also still have Hunter. Oh, you don't have Hunter's Mark up because you lost consciousness.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and for me, it was like I rolled nothing but twos. I didn't fumble.
Hey, you're doing twice as good as me.
Well, all of the numbers you didn't roll on the D20s went into Troubadour's final hit.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was like freaking
70 damage.
70. I know he always hits hard, but goddamn.
Meanwhile, we're just over here being like, oh, good job. Oh, that was amazing. Everything's going great. Wow. And then Nathan's like, hey, you should, you know, make them feel less bad. Thanks, horse. Hey, guys, how's everybody doing?
Nathan Fillion's your conscience.
That's right. Even in real life.
You should make them feel better. Rock, can I find my dignity in these mists?
If he's on Cameo or something, oh, I'm going to waste so much money making him say lines for this horse.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
What a fight. What a battle. I kind of rolled crappy, too, if makes you guys feel better.
It doesn't.
I was hoping to get a lot more out of you guys with that.
I think it's more you hit the Dexy people and they rolled well.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, thank goodness it was a save or suck. Because, like, whew.
Loot the body. I want the helmet.
Do we get to know how many dice? Just, I don't know. I don't need to know what they are, but how many dice you would have rolled if one of those boulders connected?
Sure.
All of the dice.
Make Troubadour look like a wimp.
I had two different options with the throne of stuff. What I was going for would have done 5d8 and incapacitated you.
Oh, shit. That would have made this fight bad.
Was there a minimum range on it?
Minimum?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, it's a ranged attack, so.
That would have fucked up Troubadour's day. But it's a ranged attack that's a save or suck versus...
Yeah, that's true.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do it again.
A second one starts running out of the mists.
I'm also the juggernaut.
No, I'm the juggernaut.
I'm Spartacus.
Well, let's be real. I was basically incapacitated that entire time anyways.
Not fair in spirit.
Yep. Yeah, and Killian wasn't much better. He stays on brand. I'm just happy I didn't shit myself this time.
Oh, my God.
Well, if there's something that can float 20 feet off the air, you two got it. until I make Tess levitate.
He also had this really cool legendary action he could have done, but it was there was no point in using it here. But as a legendary action, he can move up to its speed, ignoring difficult terrain, and any object in his path takes 10d10. But objects. So it's like the scene in X-Men where he's running through walls. Like, he can totally just run right through walls.
That's badass as hell.
This is very much a reskinned Juggernaut from X-Men.
It's awesome, though.
All right, the next time we find a haunted house, we need to fight one of these. Like, Lustra, take a trophy so we can summon one. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, he would have been great in that Griffin Hill Manor.
No, I think we got to huddle back together. I'm going to scrape together what little dignity I have left, and we need to continue down these mists.
To move through
it's
these
okay,
mists.
Buddy. It's cool. She couldn't see it, right? And then he just peers in the mist to make sure Rena's still not, like, looking from outside.
It's okay. You're still the leader. Don't worry.
How big's that helmet?
Oh.
It's massive. Yeah, it fits like...
How heavy is it? Is it 500 feet or 500 pounds or less?
I would imagine so.
Ooh, levitate. No, not now. 50% chance. Let's move on.
Awesome.
Stretch out the bag of holding.
Ferran looks pretty shook from...
Yeah.
The encounter.
Yeah, Tess definitely wants to check in with him. Just, hey, are you all right? Things got a little hairy there. Trust me, Troubadour has taken way harder hits than that and still walked away fine.
From the sky!
He seems more or less all right. He didn't take any hits. Yes, I'll be fine. Apologies for my delayed reaction. I was a bit spooked when that thing came crashing through the mists.
That's okay. I think we've all had our first travel. It gets a little wild.
Hmm. Shall we then?
I think so.
Lustre nods. Yes. Yes. And looks at his shoe that has a bit of a ripped sole on it. And shakes his head. Yeah, the mists, they screw with your mind, and...
You hallucinate things, like Dragonborns falling over mm-hmm. and missing their shots. It was all me. Oh, man.
Do you want to ride the horse instead? Assuming Ferran's cool to walk, then your higher vantage point for your perception?
I didn't take any hits, I'm fine.
Okay.
Just a hit to my pride, that's all.
Two might be able to ride it. Tess, do you want to ride with Ferran?
I'll take point.
Okay.
Baka.
As you travel through that, you know, that bubble that surrounds you keeps moving the mists part in front of you and close up behind you. The voices take back over. You all hear voices of everyone you know, everyone you love, that voice of Simon, Killian, you can't help but hear the voice of your parents and so many others that you knew from Darkon. Rena's voice is heard by all of you now that you've all met her and know the voice. It's...
Oh, the mists could fuck with us so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. He changed his mind. He's taking me back to his tower. Lustre, help.
It's definitely a lot of that.
Why did you do that, Colin?
Because I am Agent of Chaos. Troubadour's rubbing off on me.
Welcome to the club.
Woo-hoo. So Troubadour's rubbing off on you, and then fucking Lucer's rubbing off on me with me missing my shots. Fucking Christ.
Just pairing up. It's fine.
All of you have been through this before, though, and managed to push back any feelings of turning around or running away. You might walk with a bit more alertness in your step now that Juggernaut has randomly burst through the mists.
Yeah.
They're also, like I mentioned last week, a lot more chaotic. There's just, the voices are louder. The shadows are, there's more of them darting around on the edges. The mists are in chaos and you can feel it. But eventually, you get to a scene that is familiar to at least most of you in the party. You get to a point where suddenly a path just kind of opens up in front of you, followed by a second path and a third and a fourth and a fifth, as every possibility in the mist start to open up. And those possibilities will close back up slowly as all of you vote on where we want to go. Let's find out which spoke on the wheel here is left standing. Does everyone have something to write on in front of them?
I got a sack right here.
Mordant.
There are still a lot of options on the table. You could go back to Mordent. Nevachar Springs, Shadowlands, the Material Plane, Van Richten's Estate, the Bottleborn Mine.
Wonder how those dwarves are doing. Probably poorly.
Just one of the voices in the mists is Galas doing his best Bernie Sanders impression, asking you to once again consider Valachan as an option. While you guys are thinking about it, I am curious to know, I think I have a pretty good feeling to where all of you are going to vote for, but before we move into a new one, what's been the favorite so far around the table? Ooh. What's been your favorite domain or favorite, like, you know, little chunk of this campaign so far?
Awkward session in the Bottleborn Mine.
Bottleborn Mine take two.
Yep. And you just showed back up for the one. Like, yeah. Oh, you guys are back.
We're stuck here. Hey, Cube's still here. We don't have any ale. Kegs of ale. Innocent whisper.
Tess, hang on a moment while I swing around this goddamn bone saw, hoping the spirit is satiated.
Take a shot for every drunken bastard.
Yeah.
The old Bottleborn Mine, that was a fun little.
Hell yeah. Oh, I should write down Fireball Room. There's always a chance.
Honestly, I actually really enjoyed the Black Tower.
Yeah?
Yeah. Specifically the Black Tower of like the Martira Bay arc. That dungeon, that kind of area, and what it did to the party and how it shaped everything else.
It was a cool environment, too, how everything was just, like, immaculately clean in there. It just somehow
so
added,
sterile.
It added that extra little bit of spookiness, I think.
It was just too perfect.
It was too perfect. Yeah.
Is that because of, like, medical situation or, like, some folklore's vampires are like ADHD, so it's like, or like OCD, so like everything must be pristine. Like,
I think it was definitely a nod to that. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think my favorite place was the island in the mists with Madame Lysenia and Rafa.
Oh, that's a good answer.
It was so cool. It was like our first real discovery in the mists that was like not a domain. And it just felt so magical for lack of a better word, but like,
yeah, really felt like an oasis almost. And I feel like that was the first break we really had.
Yeah. You got the Merlin backstory in that tent too.
Mm.
Just like so cool. And like the imagery of like Rafa being her hands because she couldn't see and just, but not being able to speak. So cool.
I like that. Yeah. That one. Those two characters are definitely homebrewed. I liked the idea of Rafa being I just liked the idea of Madame Lysenia having all these secrets essentially and saying like, "Look, Rafa, I can't trust anyone with these secrets." So he cuts out his own tongue.
Yeah.
And says like, "I got you."
Right?
I like that duo of characters.
It's like two halves of a whole.
Mm.
It's very, very badass.
I don't know. I really liked Morton.
Oh, really?
That's just because you got laid.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Yes, allegedly.
We're going to have to wait for what the fumble after hours to see for sure. God.
Well, no, it's kind of like, you know what? I'm going to blame those fumbles kind of on, like, you know, when it comes to fighters, they say, you know, don't, you know, bust one out before the fight, you'll lose your legs and stuff, right? And same with athletes. Like, that's a thing. And that's what just happened to Looster, that's all.
Jesus.
That is... Oh, yeah, man. The only reason you've been, like, pulling the bowstring so hard is because you're so pent up. Because you're not sharpshooting anymore.
Well, no, it's because I've had the release and now my legs are gone, right?
That doesn't explain Killian, what?
I love when we justify our explicit content label that we have to put on every episode.
That's our warning for ourselves.
Yeah.
Remember, people have to deal with this.
No, but outside of that, though, because while that's a very character-heavy base, like, as a player, though, I actually liked The Asylum. Mm. Because it did such a good job at really hammering home, this is how helpless you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, we were talking our way out of things. We were, like, at no point did we ever feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... Every single decision we made, it's like, no, there is no other option. This just has to friggin' work. So, like, I don't know. The Asylum really, really, really set up the Dread, in my mind.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying Bleak House. It's what this fucking campaign's about. The story. Seeing Van Richten die.
Yeah, I love that part.
Just that, like, little... Yeah, especially that part. Just to, like, reveal as everything, like one little thing, these little points here and there, and seeing what we could have done, the FOMO, the
It's like a different mystery. Kind of helplessness.
Yeah, I will say the mechanics of Bleak House, I think, were definitely the most, like, unique and interesting and engaging. Like, don't get me wrong, I love all the other stuff as well. There hasn't been a domain I haven't liked being in as a player. I agree that Dominia, it's almost like, the thing about Dominia is that it didn't feel like we were being railroaded, because it did still give the illusion of choice. You know what I mean? And I don't think it was ever railroaded at any point.
No, the only smart choice was get the fuck out of there.
Exactly. So it's like, we could have stayed. There was nothing stopping us.
Could have gone up the staircase.
Exactly. Could have gone to that. We could be gold medal volleyball players right now. For all we know, you know what I mean? So,
just alternate reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Crushing it.
So, but that's my point, is that it really hammers home that, like, yeah, the hardest decisions are the ones that, you know, are often the smartest and also the most difficult, you know? And sometimes all it takes is a fucking wolf to, you know, nearly TPK you.
Yeah, Dominia really did drive the point home of, we're in the domains of Dread.
Yeah,
one of us does an ad for Wheaties and somehow is killed the next day mysteriously.
I see pencils down, I think.
Yep.
Throw index cards at me.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we've even all picked a different color, have we?
Ooh.
Oh no, you two are close.
Valachan.
I know, I'd throw the index card, but I'd miss.
I put Avernus.
Going to a new module, boys.
I just gotta do a little bit of math. Feel free to continue talking amongst yourselves here.
Of course, of course.
To the domain of daiquiris.
No, those are all good choices. I just had to throw in the creator voice.
Well, I think at the end of the day, if I remember correctly, the math crunching here still isn't a certain thing. Even if we all decide Nevachar, it still isn't certain.
Oh, the mists are still like, haha, fuck you.
Exactly. Yeah, but the mist talismans help out with that, though.
Yeah, the mist talismans help. Yeah.
Mist talismans essentially act as, like, almost like a modifier. But yeah, there's still a one. Even on a D100, there's a one. If you ever get that one...
I want it so bad.
We end up in the...
Bagman's house.
Yeah.
I do have
we crawl
plan.
Out of his bag of holding. Just like, oh, gee, oh, that's what I've been doing? That's weird.
I do have a plan if we hit a one. I don't know if it'll ever happen. If it doesn't, maybe it'll be a little
is that plan-
side adventure we do someday.
Oh, I thought that plan was going to be Rhyme of the Frost Maiden.
There you go.
Man.
I'm going to be fuming about three fumbles in one battle. Like, the last time we fumbled that hard was that hero wolf in Dominio, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, but that was more of a group effort. You just soloed the encounter in the worst way.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Be another time where you do that with 20s.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Baller. I just got to find, you know, someone's dead wife.
Troubadour, you got anything?
Well, at the bottom of an ocean somewhere, there's this lady named Beth.
Oh. Too soon.
Ah, so that wasn't Slash, that was Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
120-some episodes too soon, buddy.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm happy to announce that for the first time in the campaign, the vote is united.
Oh.
Fully united.
Imagine that.
Literally everybody, and Ferran was true to his word, too.
Oh, thank goodness.
Everybody voted Nevuchar Springs. The whole table.
Tess will glance down at her bonesaw. Thanks, buddy.
So all that's left to determine is whether the dice let you get away with it.
Oh, man.
You all watch as one by one all those possibilities, all those paths around you that lead to dozens, maybe hundreds of different domains of dread. All one by one, the paths start to close until only one remains. And once again, you all start walking through the mist down that one remaining open path.
As we're walking down, I'd imagine the voices start to fade as we're like sort of getting closer to one of the domains as opposed to traversing the mists. And Tess will sort of just like glance back the way they came and say to herself or to the mists, I know it's not you. I know you're not really there. It's still good to hear your voice. We're doing good work here. And she'll look back and has fallen like a few steps behind everyone. And she'll just catch back up, sort of shake herself out.
Saying bye to the voice of Simon?
Yeah.
I like it.
Nearly voted for the island of Rafa. It's this close. Like, maybe it's possible.
Suddenly, the mists part. And they give way to an entirely different land. Immediately, your senses are filled with the familiar feelings and sense of a coastal land. You find yourself on top of a large cliff. Below and to the east of the cliff, you see a long coastline, gentle waves brushing against the sand. Down below, and just a short walk to the north, you see this small coastal settlement kind of nestled into the northern face of the cliff. Its buildings are few and far between. Numerous hot springs and pools are scattered throughout the area of the settlement. A river flows through the small town and empties out into a body of water that's known as the Nocturnal Sea. There's two large wooden docks that give the community easy access to the sea, where there's one large wooden ship docked currently. And there's a few more very noticeable details here. You assume you're in the Nevuchar Springs. You assume you've made it, because they fit the descriptions you've heard.
Yes.
But you notice that the Nevuchar Springs have been cut off from the rest of Darkon, right? They've been fractioned away, as you already know. And here the fractioning is small enough that you can see the entire circle of mist. The mist lines the top of the cliff that you're currently standing on. It's visible just a few thousand feet off the coastline and the sea. You're in an area of the mist that's about 1 square mile, maybe. At the very back of town, you notice something else. There's a medium-sized building kind of tucked away at the very back of this settlement. And that medium-sized building has a single chimney right in the middle of the roof. And coming out of that chimney is what is very obviously the mists.
What?
The mist that's coming out of the chimney is clearly attached to, like, the giant wall of mist that you folks all just came through. It basically looks like there's this huge mist tornado coming down out of the surrounding mists. And the very tip of the tornado has touched down and basically tethered itself to the chimney of that one building.
What? Like going down or coming out?
Hard to tell. You guys are at the top of a cliff and far away, but it's clear that the mists are directly connected to that one building at the back of the Nevuchar Springs.
How much damage would I take if I yeeted myself off the cliff and beelined it towards that building?
There's also a very long, windy dirt road that's been carved into the side of the cliff. The cliff is really, really steep. So the road is built in this very, like, zigzaggy way so that the steepness of the road itself is, you know, still manageable for carts and wagons.
Hmm.
What do you guys do?
Tess isn't going to take her eyes off the... Actually, she's going to take her eyes off the mist tornado for like half a second and have her eyes drawn to that single ship at the dock. Just squint really hard to see if there's a name on the bow of that ship.
Perception check.
Ah, the Percy. Oh, cute.
Natural one, I fall off the cliff.
A natural one.
Yeah. I'm distracted by the giant mist tornado that I should be looking at.
What are your LVIC? I don't know.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard?
It's just maybe too far away for you to read the name on the side of the ship. You can tell there is a name, but... It's blocked by maybe all the seagulls flying around it.
Shut your fucking mouth, Justin. I'm gonna... No. No.
There are a lot of seagulls here. Did I mention that? They fill the air.
Do they all look like they're flying to choir practice?
I am having nom flashbacks, man.
Let's get going. Troubadour's going to slap himself for 20 hit points and start walking down the cliff.
Killian would like just to sort of do a quick overview. Is there any, like, activity around the building, like, in terms of, like, movement, be it person or otherwise? Or is it just the seagulls? That's the only other living thing we can see from here.
You're still, you know, you're ways off, and the building is way in the back down, but
fair.
With like a good enough away. Check, maybe. Yeah, go for it.
Perception?
Yep.
21.
La-dee-da.
21 is pretty decent. You don't see anyone walking around outside that building way at the back of town. That's not to say there's no one here. I mean, you do see a few people walking around the settlement. You see there's, you know, a handful of buildings. Looks like the first building you'll probably come across when you do get there is like a long, almost lodge-style building made of very nice wood and, you know, very fancy elven work. 21, though, I'd say is probably good enough for Killian to be able to peek at what Tess wasn't able to see through the seagulls. It means nothing to Killian.
Fuck your head, man.
But the Mercy is parked at the docks.
Oh, no. All right, so I think Valachan was the place we need to go.
No, I don't know that shit.
No, Killian sort of looks down. Well, it doesn't seem like there's any kind of like towers or guardhouses or anything of that nature. Seems like a pretty standard town, to be honest. The lodge looks nice. Ships the Mercy?
Fuck.
he took the words out of my mouth. So, before we move any further, if that's... You said that it was the Mercy.
Yeah, lots of seagulls, just... But okay. Yeah, it looks like it's the Mercy.
So, Faron, you'll probably need to know this too. I'm not sure if you know this already. When it comes to Tess and I, we've been on the Mercy before. It's actually ran by a bunch of cerebral vampires.
Oh my.
How much liquor do we have? Do you have any? I only have a wineskin.
I have a wineskin as well. So a few details about them is they're very, very particular about their sleep schedule, much like how vampires like to turn into bats. Cerebral vampires like to turn into seagulls. So we see a bunch of seagulls down there in the Mercy. That's probably the Mercy's crew. Alcohol is kind of like, you know, running water for a vampire, but for the cerebral sort. So throwing alcohol on them definitely disorients them, weakens them. They absolutely need their sleep, though. But other than that, though, they can act kind of like just you and me. A lot of things that normally affect a vampire don't affect the cerebral vampires as much, if at all. So we need to be on high alert if we're dealing with cerebral vampires. The first thing on the list, I think, is we need to find alcohol and a lot of it.
For so many different reasons.
Or, right. You know, maybe, just maybe, we talk to the locals, you know, lay the groundwork for what we're actually trying to do. I don't think us hitting the bar and filling all our wineskins is a good first stop. Especially if there is intelligence, as you might suggest, that might be where they might first look for us.
Well, yeah, they're all usually very highly intelligent as well. So don't think you can try and fool one of these guys with just a couple of slick words.
Yeah, and if you run into a wall, don't try to tell them it wasn't you. It doesn't work. We've tried it.
I'll be sure to remember that, Tess. Killian sort of shakes his head. Regardless, if we know that the seagulls are of danger, then we know to be wary around them. But I feel like there's no other choice but to make our way to the spring, to the first bit of civilization, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just saying, just so you're all aware.
Yeah, we need to be extra careful. They were our first experience in these mists, and they were not a good one.
And the fact that we escaped the asylum, they see Tess or myself, then I'm wondering if we should even disguise ourselves.
Whatever you say, Discount Palpatine.
grabs his bag and dons the Discount Palpatine look.
Okay. All right. We need to be careful. But we came here for a reason. We need to talk to their matriarch.
Right, and what was her name again? I'm sorry, Faron?
Cardina Artazis.
Alrighty, Artazis, right. So we're going to go find Cardina. That's, I think, is stop number one. Yeah? One thing at a time. Let's do that. Focus on that. We'll get through this. And Killian starts making his way.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Was traveling the mists everything you hoped it would be?
Tess will, like, look over to Faron.
You kind of catch Faron closing up his notebook and putting it into one of his bags, getting ready to set out. Yes, as terrifying as I suspected, honestly, with... I'm quite happy that I did not decide to venture into them myself. However, based on the concern in your eyes, I find myself wondering if we have come to the right place.
If there's one thing that you will learn from traveling these mists as much as you want, nowhere in these domains is safe. Keep that at the forefront of your mind. If you ever think that you have found a haven, that is when these mists will take something incredibly important from you.
I think that is a pretty good time for all of you to notice that about 100 feet up the road, up this windy, zigzaggy road, there are two seagulls fighting over the dead body of a squirrel. And there's a third one just kind of perched in a tree, and it just looks towards the party, lets out this loud caw, and we'll see you all next week.
Oh,
fuck! It's a member of the Cogatain!
I'm panicking, you guys.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Damn.